Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air with the mission to equip you in life and truth because life and truth matter. In our post-truth culture of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with truth has never been greater. Truth equips you to live life authentically in Christ, enabling you to strive with all His energy that He so powerfully works within you. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. You can also contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, I am passionately committed to building the immune systems of Christians so as to effectively withstand the mounting assaults. Assaults on the Christian mind, assaults on Christian values, assaults by the present post-truth secular culture. And as such, I've selected three great resources for those, well, for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. And you can find all three of these resources on the web at equip.org. But let me take just a moment to shine a spotlight on just one of them. I'm talking about the DVD that's titled Living Waters. It's subtitled Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth. This is a fascinating video exploration of life in the liquid universe that covers more than 70% of our planet. And this remarkable documentary celebrates the beauty, the brilliance of the biological systems that make life in the oceans possible. This video includes spectacular footage that manifests the power and the majestic grace of the humpback whale. And that's just one of the biological wonders that defies the theory of Darwinian evolution. Well, some of you may well recall that in The Origin of Species, it was Darwin himself who speculated that bears might well evolve into whales. In fact, he said this. He said, "I see no difficulty whatsoever in a race of bears being rendered by natural selection more and more aquatic in their structure and habits, with larger and larger mouths, until a creature has been produced as monstrous as a whale." Well, contemporary Darwinists have taken Darwin's bear-to-whale theory to a whole new realm, because instead of bears evolving into whales, they're now speculating that it was some sort of hippo-like animal that turned tail and became a whale. And as the DVD makes plain, to believe that hippos evolved into whales takes an enormous leap of faith. And I say that because not only are extant fossil transitions scarce, but belief in the evolutionary development of physiological wonders like blowholes and sonar and diving mechanisms, takes a commendable amount of Darwinian devotion. The fact of the matter is simply this. Molecular evidence appears to be at odds with fossil evidence. And what I mean by that is that the fossil similarities point to hippos as first cousins to pigs, while molecular similarities position hippos as first cousins to Wales. In either case, it takes substantial faith to suppose that such similarities provide an adequate basis for neo-Darwinian devotion. The very notion that unguided, purposeless processes could transform the ears of a land-dwelling, freshwater, hippo-like animal into the allolocation system of a sea-dwelling saltwater whale, and that in a mere matter of 10 million years, takes far more faith than should anyone attempt to muster. But of course, we can give Darwin a bit of a break. In his day, fossil transitions were relatively scarce, and the science of genetics had not yet evolved. But modern evolutionists have no such excuses. Their contention that a 3,000-pound hippo could evolve into a 300,000-pound whale, and that through a series of genetic missteps, is the ultimate in evolutionary tales. Yet, unfortunately, people are buying into the tale of evolution, and the reason is they're simply not getting the other side of the story. I provide the other side of the story in a lot of different resources, including my books like Creation Answer Book, and The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution, but also these resources that we have available on the web at equip.org. And the productions are quite literally must see to believe. It is the tradition of illustrious media to preach without the necessity of words. And anyone seeing these productions will not only know that there is a creator, but they will yearn to know the creator more fully in his essence. And what you have here is image and sound and lyric, and all together, these are demonstrating that God's eternal power, his divine nature, have been clearly perceived since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. And so we are without excuse. But again, these resources available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Check them out on the web at equip.org. Let's go to the phone lines. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Ben in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, listening on the web. Hi, Ben.
First, I wanted to say that I found a lot of strength in what you were going through. I went through the same sort of thing myself. In a six-month period of time, I had open-heart surgery, stage 2 cancer in my kidney, and my gallbladder went toxic. So watching you go through what you went through and the dignity you showed really inspired me. So thank you for that, and I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Thank you, Ben.
Two questions. I save them up. Because I don't call you too often. They're very different questions. The first question is, what is your stand on Christians participating in civil disobedience or civil protests? Like I got Christian friends, they want to protest abortion clinics. They want to protest LGBTQ stuff. I've been a confrontational guy all my whole life. I'm not afraid of confrontation, but I became a Christian, and I just, in my mind, I just can't marry the two. I can't stand in front of them. You know what I mean? Like, I hope I'm making this sound good.
Yeah, I think you're communicating clearly, Ben. And I think what's important, and I preach this all the time on the broadcast, in my books, in conferences, we as Christians need to be ready always to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, and to do it with gentleness and with respect. If we are equipped, God will give us the opportunities to communicate. So the real issue, I think, is not evangelism, but equipping for evangelism, preparing yourself. And then as a prepared Christian, whether it is in a large setting or a small setting one-on-one, you're able to communicate the truth and the life and the love that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. You're able to take your well-reasoned answer and use that as an opportunity to make a difference while there's yet time. I wish I could continue with you, Ben. Unfortunately, I'm coming to a station break. Hope you'll call me on another edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Again, the number to dial to get your question answered live on today's broadcast, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Again, 888-275-4265. And as always, you can contact us via the mail, Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And on the web at equip.org. Look for the resources that I talked about, and we'll be right back.
The likelihood of the astonishing intelligence manifested in nature arising from blind chance is simply preposterous. Did you know that a sea turtle possesses a biological system that allows it to navigate thousands of miles using Earth's magnetic field? Learn more about how sea turtle navigation and other biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, a film by Illustra Media. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after this. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. We live in an age of increasingly militant secularism and scientism. An age in which science, reinforced by its stunning successes and unprecedented benefits in our quality of life, is increasingly the arbiter of what constitutes truth. But the question is, do the facts of science really suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, a film by Illustra Media, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm and shows how it's a realm where biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. And Now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And let's go to the phone lines. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. Ryan in Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Your question.
Hi, Hank. How are you? My question, I have concerns about the way my daughters are dressing. I was wondering where you can tell me some guidelines in the Bible on how women should dress.
Yeah, I mean, the guidelines given to us by the scriptures are that women ought to dress modestly. And I think that's the basic presiding principle of scripture. And I think this is true for men as well. We should not flaunt wealth. The wealth that God has given us ought to be used for the restoration of those who have needs. But as far as women are concerned, modesty is the operative word.
Okay, well, that's what I was wondering. Wearing yoga pants and stuff like that seem to be not modest to me.
Yeah, well, let me go off on a little tangent with this, because you mentioned pants. The Bible does not forbid women from wearing pants. I think what the Bible says in this regard is oftentimes misunderstood. Oftentimes, Deuteronomy 22:5 is cited, but this passage of Scripture is a prohibition not against women wearing pants, but against the practice of purposefully dressing as the opposite sex. And so what you have in the Septuagint is that a woman shall not wear a man's clothing, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment, but all who do that are an abomination to the Lord your God. Well, that's pretty clear. And at the time that the law was given, the clothes of Hebrew men and Hebrew women were actually quite similar. Both of them wore tunics and cloaks, and the difference was essentially the embroidery and design. So the concern of the commandment, and that's what's important in this discussion, is to preserve the natural dignity and distinction of the sexes. And that is an enduring universal moral principle. It's a principle that's incumbent on all people at all times. In fact, in his teaching on marriage, our Lord Jesus Christ himself reminds us that at the beginning, God created humankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them male and female. He created them. So men and women equally bear the image of God, and each sex is distinct and is to be honored within their common unity as human persons. So a man must not attempt to become a woman, and a woman must not attempt to become a man. In fact, it's not actually possible for one sex to become the opposite anyway. Any attempt to physically change one's biological sex is an exercise in delusion and in futility. The continuation of the human race absolutely depends on the natural distinction between the sexes. And same-sex unions are abjectly incapable of uniting complementary organs and body systems that are designed for the bearing and the rearing of children. So again, the point of the passage in Deuteronomy, the passage that I just pointed to, is to maintain the distinction and dignity of the individual sexes. And by the way, some have misconstrued the Apostle Paul's declaration in Galatians chapter 3 that there's neither male nor female. But this has to do with equal standing in Christ. It has no bearing on the intended creational distinction between the sexes. The bottom line, in the context of our day, women can wear pants and be in perfect accord with their female gender. And to claim that, in principle, women cannot wear pants, especially when there are abundant pant styles that are distinctly feminine, is unwarranted. So again, dress modestly, and yes, that does not mean that women cannot wear pants.
Yeah, I understood the pants part. I just some women's clothes are more revealing than others, and you just use your distinction on modesty, I guess.
Yep, absolutely.
All righty, thank you.
You got it, Ryan. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk to, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this correct, Arash in Fort Worth, Texas, listening on the web.
Hi.
Did I butcher your name or get it right?
Thank you so much. Yes, you nailed it, Arash. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And excuse the rather personal nature of this question. I'm a recent convert, and as I'm growing in the faith and trying to spend time within the Christian community and with the Word of God, you know, when I read the Gospels, my heart's on fire. When I read the Church Fathers, it certainly strengthens my faith. When I read the Pauline Corpus, and this might be entirely personal, and I'm careful how to say this, but yeah, I'm either bewildered or, you know, I'm not reading it perhaps faithfully enough, but it's just, I have trouble getting into it, I have trouble understanding it, I have trouble reading it faithfully, and the commentaries that I go to, you know, send me on other chasers, so I just was wondering if you had any recommendation for getting into the Pauline Corpus in a more fruitful way.
You know, one of the resources that has been extraordinarily helpful to me is the Orthodox Study Bible. The study notes in the Orthodox Study Bible, I think, are among the most helpful I've ever seen in any of the study Bibles. So that might be very, very significant. And those Orthodox Study Bibles are available. You can go to the web at equip.org and probably order one, or you can probably get one through Amazon. But they're fantastic. That's a fantastic resource.
Okay, thank you. And for my sake, have you encountered this before? Have you encountered folks having trouble with the Pauline letters in particular?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think Paul is a person of enormous erudition writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And so I think it takes a tremendous amount of work to understand what he is speaking about. But we're never left in isolation. The beauty of understanding what Paul is communicating is often passed along to us through Holy Tradition. Holy Tradition is not separate from the Bible, but Holy Tradition gave us the Bible and also gave us a right manner of reading the Bible for all its substantial worth. And I know personally, as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, it has been a great relief for me that when I come to passages that are very difficult to understand, I can go back to early church tradition. I can go back to the corpus of holy tradition that's passed on from the apostles to the apostolic fathers, from the apostolic fathers to the great early apologists, to the pre- and post-Nicene fathers, and then to every Eucharistic assembly, past and present. So it's handed down to us not only as the Bible, but a right interpretation of what is being communicated in the biblical text. So again, oftentimes when I struggle with interpretations, I go back to the holy traditions that have been passed down to us, and that's one of the reasons that I like the Orthodox Study Bible. Is you get a lot of quotations or interpretations given to us by holy fathers like St. John Chrysostom and Basil and so forth. But yeah, I mean, even Peter says that Paul's letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, and that to their own demise. And so I think it's really important to have something that you can rely on, and as I say, holy tradition passed down to us is something that is extraordinarily helpful to us in the modern epoch.
Thank you so much, Hank, and God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much for your call. You can hear from the music that we are out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember, Monday through Friday this time, your question's answered when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. The resources that I talked about earlier on in the broadcast you can find on the web at equip.org, or well, when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. I'm so grateful for those of you who stand with this ministry consistently in a prayerful and financial fashion. It is through you that our 24/7 outreaches continue around the world. Thank you so much for allowing this voice to be heard. God bless you. Until next time.
Thank you for joining us today. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the mind-shaping ministries of CRI, Hank would like to send you Living Waters on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit us online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. We live in an age of increasingly militant secularism and scientism, an age in which science, reinforced by its stunning successes and unprecedented benefits in our quality of life, is increasingly the arbiter of what constitutes truth. But the question is, do the facts of science really suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, a film by Illustra Media, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm and shows how it's a realm where biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org.